Welcome to the April 8th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we talk with the authors of a new private cloud book. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Associate Editor Keith Kessinger.
Our guests this week are Andy Mann from CA Technologies and Kurt Milne from the IT Process Institute, who are co-authors of a new book called Visible Operations Private Cloud, From Virtualization to Private Cloud in 4 Practical Steps. But before we talk to them, Keith has some news on the Cisco Unified Computing System.
Thanks, Colin. Cisco Systems Unified Computing System is moving beyond virtualization to bare metal workloads. A recently announced UCS server is designed for intensive online transaction processing and databases. With this move, Cisco is focusing more on enterprise data centers and less on service providers, which were the original targets of UCS. The numbers bear it out as well. Of the 4,000 UCS shops out there, 39% are enterprise firms and 10% are service providers. SearchDataCenter.com reports that service providers seem to shy away from UCS because of the price tag. Despite UCS's strong points, such as converged networking and advanced management tools, service providers are opting for low-cost server gear instead. That's not to say that IT shops won't pony up for UCS. It's a great fit for customers that require dedicated hardware for security reasons. But Cisco's latest announcement signals a shift in UCS's target customer base.
Thanks, Keith. On the phone now to talk about the transition from virtualization to private cloud are Andy Mann and Kurt Milne.
To start off, I like to ask this question of everyone because you never get the same answer twice. What is your definition of private cloud?
You know, I tend to use the misdefinition, private cloud. Obviously, cloud involving all the 5 key characteristics that the NIST defines, including the resource pooling, scalability, self-service, on-demand, rapid provisioning, this sort of thing. Private cloud, obviously, for the most part, inside the enterprise, using existing resources. That's certainly where we focus.
Yeah, I think the key concepts for me are that, like Andy said, there's kind of shared resource pool that can scale and change in a dynamic fashion based on the changing conditions within the data center. So to me, that kind of dynamic aspect of it is really what differentiated from even a highly virtualized data center that's more focused on kind of static or consolidation.
One of the words that kind of goes along with dynamic that you hear a lot in talking about private cloud is automation. And I think a lot of people hear that word and they picture this utopia in their data center where everything runs perfectly, their resources are being used at maximum efficiency, and it fixes itself when something goes wrong. But what does automation really mean in the private cloud?
Well, for me, there are kind of 3 areas that we highlight in the book that we focus on, and one is automated provisioning. So when there's a self-service request, we call it a one-touch order, everything that's needed to get that service running is automated so that there's little human involvement in that. The second thing is, once it's running, monitoring conditions and then responding to those conditions in an appropriate way. So automating, adding resources during periods of peak load, or even moving workloads to tap additional resources, those kinds of moves should be automated. And then finally, is scaling back. I think it's intuitive that we're going to add and expand in response to changing conditions, but the thing that makes cloud economics work is that when those conditions have gone back to normal state, that we're turning things off, restoring back to normal levels, and that's what frees the resources up in a shared resource environment.
What are you seeing in terms of current adoption of private cloud? I know that there are still a lot of organizations that we talk to that are just starting out with virtualization. So is private cloud something that the market as a whole is ready for, or are there certain types of businesses or sizes of businesses that are kind of leading the way so far?
People have shifted from talking about it to starting to do it. I think the focus last year was really trying to understand the value proposition for different cloud computing models, going through the benefits and the risks of each. And I think especially at the enterprise IT shop, there's been a realization that private cloud offers a lot of value. It increases the agility for the IT organization back to the business. It can provision resources at a lower cost than in other models. And so I think what I'm hearing is that there are a lot of proof of concepts and initial private cloud efforts going on right now. And I think, interestingly, the terminology I'm hearing is a lot of people are talking about this as kind of the, in terms of the data center of the future. In some cases, they're able to go, you know, greenfield and try to build this kind of capability, you know, from a fresh start. But I think in most cases, they're, you know, segmenting their data center, creating kind of a portfolio view of their computing environment, segmenting out a portion that will be private cloud, and now they're kind of digging in and trying to figure out what it makes to make that work.
We have to be careful about sort of living in our own bubble. I know, you know, I deal with a lot of very advanced, sophisticated people in the analyst, you know, community, and journalists, and some of the, you know, the enterprise organizations I talk to and stuff like that. And there's some organizations who are very far ahead in terms of thinking about and doing cloud. But, you know, I think the timing for this book is really, I think, spot on, because most organizations, in actual fact, like Kurt said, they're getting to the point where they're starting to organize their thoughts around it. They're even starting to organize some technology. They're starting to do pilots and proof of concepts. But a lot of them are doing this in isolation without this big, you know, a holistic view and a strategic view. And that's what we're trying to address, definitely, is getting into these organizations, and mostly enterprise-style organizations who are doing the private cloud and looking at that early in their phases, so that they've got a real strategic plan, and so they don't start stalling out on a project-based approach. So I think there's a lot of interest at the moment. I think it's going to grow very, very significantly. And I think the timing is right for people to start really understanding what private cloud's about.
That's a good segue to talking specifically about the book, and I saw that phase one of the book is called Cutting Through the Clutter. How much of the challenge of building a private cloud is bureaucratic or political as opposed to technical?
This is definitely a very big issue. When you're talking about private cloud, there's a bunch of things going on here. To start with, you've got a lot of developers who are doing who have been called rogue cloud, and doing their own thing because they need to. They need that agility and flexibility of the response that they're not getting from internal IT. Meanwhile, internal IT has its own issues around control and compliance and security and all these sorts of things. So public cloud can be a real concern, but they still need to provide the cloud-like agility. You've got these different areas looking at different things. The CFO and CIO are looking at cost reduction as well as trying to leap forward out of this recession. You've also got application owners who are a little leery of, especially moving to a public cloud. Plus, you've got just straight up, you know, cost issues. You know, a lot of the private cloud infrastructure, some of it's going to have to be new, bigger servers, more storage, stuff like that. And so you've got people looking at the cost basis and trying to make sure that they're tempering these very lofty goals with real good cost control. And so, I mean, I think the politics of it is very significant. But if you can, as an IT organization, do it right, then some of those politics go away very quickly because you're able to prove the success, and you're able to prove that, you know, some of these political issues aren't really as big as they first seem.
And there's also clutter, not just, you know, within the organization, but outside. You know, a lot of the tools and applications that are being marketed to organizations that are interested in cloud, you know, a lot of stuff has the cloud label, but might just be a glorified, you know, virtualization product with a new name to kind of ride this wave. How do organizations kind of sort through that clutter and decide which tools and approaches are right for them?
I think, you know, we really strongly recommend doing a proof of concept, pulling together a cross-functional team. And one of the things we heard almost to the T with the interview that we did was that, you know, with private cloud, you really can't continue to operate with functional silos. You know, the technology silos really start to melt together when you get into these kind of logical constructs of resource pools and things like that. So, you know, getting somebody from every functional group on the kind of the initial Tiger team or proof of concept team to go evaluate and start defining and documenting processes and rules and policies and triggers and all the things that are needed for automation. You know, I think that's really critical to help cut through some of that. You know, and I think from the tool standpoint, there's kind of an interesting mix right now of things that weren't designed for the cloud, that were designed for more static environments, that are being retrofitted, you know, in a positive direction to be more cloud ready. And then you've got other tools that have been developed specifically for managing this kind of environment that may be on version 1 of their release. So it's kind of an interesting mix of old and new that organizations are going to have to sort through.
And the last question I wanted to ask both of you is, you know, although that there's a lot of different moving parts to a private cloud and a lot of work that goes into building one, I want to find out what one singular piece of advice would you give to IT pros who are just starting down this path?
I think, to me, when I kind of sort through all of this, the thing that's most interesting is the kind of logic that goes into automating a response to changing workload conditions. So it really, in my mind, becomes kind of an art and a science to programming triggers, you know, retooling or using tooling to look at conditions and then determining what's the appropriate response to those conditions. And so conceptually, in my mind, you know, I think it's kind of intuitive to say, you know, we're going to provision when workloads go up. It's kind of like when you walk in the conference room and the lights automatically turn on. There's obvious value there. But then also when you leave the room, the lights automatically go off. And so how do you program your workflows to both scale up and scale back resources? I think that really kind of becomes the heart and soul of private cloud.
You know what? I'm a lifelong technologist, and to me, technology's easy, people are hard. So my one best piece of advice would be get buy-in from the executive, get buy-in from the different teams. You know, Kurt talked about breaking down silos, get those people together and get a common vision. You know, ultimately, there's a lot of tools out there and technologies, and yes, there's work to be done there. We've got a lot of, I think, you know, good advice in the book about that. But ultimately, I think the one thing which is will certainly derail you if you don't get it right is getting that buy-in across the organization. So, yeah, I think, you know, technology is easy for me. People are hard. Get the buy-in. Make sure you've got the people issues sorted out.
Kurt Milne and Andy Mann, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Colin.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.